What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google.
Two things. One, I didn't have any fear because I was quite stupid. I was ignorant. And ignorance can actually be quite a blessing sometimes. Most people are actually scared of being scared. So you say to people, hey, you know, I just did this. And they're like, how did you do that? Oh my God, I never would. And they get so paralyzed with fear that they wouldn't even attempt it. So I would just sit there and people go, oh, I'd like to do this. And I'd think, well, that's got to be easy. You know, there's got to be a way it can be done. And I would just go and try something. And in the early stages, I would get declined and I would get people saying no. And then I'd be like, well, okay, if I ask a question that you can't answer with a no. So instead of walking up to someone and going, hey, can you do this? People will naturally say no. If you go up and you say to someone, hey, how much will it cost me for you to do this? Then they get insulted because you're acting like they're a piece of grocery or something. But if you walk up to them and you say, hey, what would need to happen for us to be able to do this together? And you poise it a bit more like that, and that kind of question sucks them in. So if you say to them, hey, I know that you've got this charity. I'd like to help you with that charity. I've got some ideas how we could market it a bit better. But I've also got this client that would like to meet you backstage before you go on concert. What do we need to do to be able to kind of like achieve both of those goals? Now, there's a win-win for him because he knows I'm looking after his charity. And I've already said my client wants to go backstage. So it's also a question that they can't stand there and go, no. Because if they do, they sound illiterate. And so everyone will avoid that. So you can practice that. You can actually practice asking questions now where people can't answer with a no or a yes.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.